Now, they say pay masha to chayu. Sheir seich seich sovim vi seizi. So that's behemoths. The behemoths teres. So there are only three species of behemoths teres, and then there are highest teres. Ayom utzvi viyachmu viyakoi vidishein usoi vizomer. So seven. There are seven species of highest teres. Highest teres. Now the same, the Hemshech of that Gemara. We learned before, we went over a piece of Gemara from Tesa Medale up to the last line. Simone Chayim. So the last line, Montesa Medale. Tona Rabon. Eilohim Simone Chayim. Chayim Bichlal Behemo Eilohim Simone. Even though there is a distinction between Chayim Behemo, Ligabi what? So that's only Ligabi Kisadam, Ligabi Chileb. So Chayo has a chumre and has a kule as against Behemo. It has a chumre because Behemo is not chayeves in Kisadam. A Chayo is chayeves in Kisadam. And then it has a kule because chilev of a Behemo is osea and there is malkes and kores. Chilev of a Chayo is muta. So, but as far as Tehero and Tmeo are concerned, so the same essential simony that are criteria in determining whether a behemo is muteres or not, so are also the same criteria in determining whether a chayo is muteres or not. So chayo bichlal behemo is simon. Omar Rav Zeir. So that's the Gemara's kashi. So why discuss simon chayo? Chayo bichlal behemo is simon. Omar Rav Zeir is the teretz. Omar Rav Zeir lehati chel. But there is a difference in regard to chilev. So chilev of a chayo is muta. So we have to know what is a chayo and what is a behem, in order to know whether the chilev of a certain animal is muta or osa. V'orakom, eilu hein simone chayo, shechel b'muta. Now, Rashi in Chumash says that the criteria, here the Gemara mentions simone, that's physical manifestations. But what's the definition of chayo in contrast to behemo as far as the heta chilev is concerned? So Rashi says several places in Chumash that the criterion whereby we determine whether it's a chayo or behemo is that a chayo is basode, it's a field animal, and behemo is a domestic animal. The Ramban in Chumash in Breishis, he mentions another criterion. He says a chayo is what is called in English a carnivorous animal, an animal that eats meat, and a behemo is what is called in English a herbivorous animal. Well, anyway, whatever the definition is, but the Gemara gives certain external simony to determine as to whether a certain animal is a chayo or a behem. Vorekom. Eilohim simone chayo shechel b'muter. Kol sheyesh lo kanayim utlof. Rebdei seim yesh lo kanayim miyato tzorech larzer al tlof. Yesh lo tlofim tzorech ato larzer al kanayim. Vikeresh avo pishein lekeren achas muter. So klolehu. So the Tanakame says that if it has horns and it has hooves, so it's a chayo klolehu varies. A goat, that's a behemoth. The yesh lekanaim, it has horns and it has hooves. Utlufay, v'chel b'yosa, because it's a behemoth considered al b'din. So the Gemara says, chuche is b'ino. So Rashi says, when it says yesh lekanaim, it doesn't mean just kanaim horns. Special types of horns. A chayo, the horns of a chayo are different than the horns of a behemoth. So the horns of a chayo are kruches, rounded. Rashi explains it. Kruches gilde, klipo al klipo, one ring on top of the other, king karni asher. So kol varei is the yeshle kanai utlofim vichel beyoser So the Gemara gives a teretz, Ruches Bino. When the Braise says that Simone Chayo consists in Kanaim, it means Kanaim Kruches. So the Gemara is the Kashe, Vare Sheya, Sheya is a behemo. The Kruches, it's rounded, it consists of wings. We help yourself because the Alpidin is considered a behemo. So the Gemara says, Charuke is Bino. Charuke is Bino. So what is Charuke? So Rashi says, Mle is Gimeis. If it's full of notches, if it's notched, if the horns are notched, Charuke is Bino. So the Gemara is the Kash. Varie is the Charuke, the horns of the goat, are not only rounded, but it's also notched. And still, Chelbe is Osea. It's considered as a behemoth. So the Gemara says, Mefutzole is Bino. Mefutzole is Bino. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netan. What's Mefutzole? According to Rashi, Rashi says Mefutzole, it means forked. I mean, the old French expression is always like the English. Forked. In other words, branching out like a fork. Like a fork. So it's forked. And Teisves says that mifutzoleis means, first of all, he's not geiris mifutzoleis, but he's geiris mivutzoleis, having a time. Kileima skufeis, viroshayim kufeis, bent. The top is bent. And he's geiris mivutzoleis, not mifutzoleis. Mifutzoleis necessarily means, as Rashi says, forked, branching out. But he's geiris mivutzoleis, skufeis, viroshayim kufeis, bent on top. All right, now, so the Gemara says Kashe Varitzvi Dein Mifutzoleis. So Rashi's Girsa is Mifutzoleis forked. So usually Tzvi means a deer. So Rashi says that here Tzvi doesn't mean a deer, because Rashi Lishito say that Mifutzoleis means forked, and the Gemara says Varitzvi Dein Mifutzoleis. It's not forked. And the idea, so it is forked. So Rashi says, Tzvi here means something else. Not what we ordinarily call it Tzvi. So Tesis mentions, Pirish Bikuntra, Tzvi ain't the Shono here in Kirim Tzvi. The Avadim Futzolet saying, it is forked. Elo Tzvi, Ze Shono Kirin Eise Ashtenbog. The Karneo Shalei, Eino Mifutzolet. Einom Mifutzolis. So, Ramatame imei or no? Vizeu eise ishonu kirim tzvi? So, Vorekoras Ramatam. So, Ramatam mentions, right? Vorekoras Ramatam. Mifutzolis. Kileima skufeis. Virosheim kufeis. Not forked, but bent on top. Alright. So, Varitzvi di Mifutzolim chalbim buter. So, Chadur is bino. So first he says Aguli Shamait, Vilishkalishin Khovis, Vilinira. The Kruchis an Agulis. Because Gemara mentioned before Kruchis, that is rounded. So Haduris could not be rounded. So Rashi says, what is Haduris? Haduris is Ke Shechodra Malo pointed. Pointed. So then the Gemara says, Hilkach. So the Gemara mentions the clock. Hey Khadimiftale. Where it is forked, or according to Rabbi Tam's Girsa, Mevutzoleis. So it means where it is rounded on top. I mean where it is bent on top, not rounded. I mean according to Rabbi Tam's Girsa, the Mevutzoleis. So it means where it's bent on top, or Heched Mevutzoleis according to Rashi, where it's forked, Loidinev Loidain. So that in itself is a sufficient simen, determines that it's a chay. So in other words, one, if the horns are forked or bent, according to Ramatam, forked according to Rashi, or bent according to Ramatam, so that in itself is a simen, that it's a chay. We don't need any other simen. But suppose it's not forked, or according to Ramatam, suppose it's not bent on top, so then it still could be a chay. But then we need more than one simen. So forked mifutzoleis or mifutzoleis is a simen by itself that it's a chayo. If it's not forked, If it's not mevutzalis, or not mevutzalis, so then it still could be a chayav. But then we need more than one simen. So heicha the miftzalei that needs only a simen, loy din loy daimen, that determines that it's a chayav. Heicha the loy miftzalei, so being, then we need, if it doesn't have that simen of being forked, so then we need three sa'adas simonim. Chuchei is rounded, chadure is pointed, and charuke is notched. So in other words, so if it is forked, then this itself is a simen of a chayo, and if it's not forked, so only if it has three other simonim. Three other, rounded and pointed and notched. Vihu di mivlech yotai. And only when the notches run one into another. The notches have to run, have to be nivla, one into another. But suppose it's notched, but they are separate, they are not intertwined, the notches do not intertwine one another, they do not run into one another, so then it's not a simen of a chayim. V'hayne sveike v'yize karchus. And that's the reason as to why a certain type of the goat, so it's a suffix, whether it is a chayo or a behemoth. So Rashi says, Rashi gives a strange pshat. Why is it suffix? In other words, it should, according to the simonim, so it should be a chayo. It's chadura, it's charuk, it's everything. But it's still called ace. So maybe it's a min behemoth. Now, if according to the simonim, Teisve says, no, why do we have a suffix in regard to his carcass, whether the chilev is muter or osa, in other words, whether it's a chayos or the chilev is muter, or it's a behemos or the chilev is osa, because it has notches, but the notches do not run into one into another. So according to Teisve Pshat, we understand. So since notches do not run into one another, so maybe we do not have determining simonim. But according to Rashi, so it has all the simonim of a chayo. So, but there is a suffix because it's called ace. So we have to explain it because, you see, as I said before, there are two types of simonim. There are simonim that can be called essential simonim. And there are simonim that are statistical simonim. Now, these simonim, the Torah doesn't mention them. I mean, horns, certain kind of horns, rounded, notched, forked, bent, I mean, whatever it is, these are not essential simonim. These are not essential simonim. So it's only statistical simonim. So since it's only statistical simonim, so mainly the fact that it's called ace, and ace in general is a behemoth, so mainly that creates a suffix that in spite of the statistical simonim, maybe it is a behemoth, even though it conforms to all the statistical simonim of the chayim. Alright. Anyway, so this is the Gemara. Alright. Now, the two. Simen Pei. Chayo chelbo muta. Vidomo osa. Viton kisu. Velu nisparsu simoneo biteiro. Vechachomim nos nusimo mikan iseo. Ime mifutzoleis vadai chayoi. Upirsherashe mifutzoleis shahar bei psulim yeitzimen. Forked. V'rabim tam pireish. He is not geris mifutzoleis. He is geris mevutzoleis. Shein skufeis. Ukfufeis birosheir. The main of so if it's mefutzal, then it's in itself is a simon of a chayim. But if it's not mefutzal, only if it has other simon. Several. So she yo kruches, rounded, hadures, vacharukes, pointed, vacharukes, notched. Pirish kruches asui is gilde, rings, gilde haptolim, like the different shells of an onion. The chadurei sheyaguleis v'lo yirichoveis kikarneis harukeis sheyeish boen. So the two mentions the pshat that Rashi mentions and rejects. You see, because Rashi mentions at first chadureis, that it means aguleis v'lo yirichoveis. So he says no, that's not it. So Rashi says it means pointed, but the two mentioned it v'lo yirichoveis kikarneis harukeis sheyeish boen charitzim. Called but they have to run one to another the notches. Vihushi yacharitzim tkufim muvloim zalaze. Chosabo yachod meilu dikim asimoni. If it's not mifutzoles, so in the chayim. But if it's Mefutzoleh is there, we don't have to look for any other sinner. It is a bar min chayo. That's a wild goat. Yechayo. Vishay rabba. And a wild ox. Min behemo. Min behemo. All right. Simen pei. Chayo teiro chelbo muta. Vidomo osa. Vitoon kisa. V'chachomim nos musimonim mi piashmo. Bikan isel. Im ifvutzolim. Vadai chayo teiro. So, in other words, the Mechaber is paskuns like the gears of Rashi. Mefutzoli, not mevutzol. Pirusha pitzul yetzimem, vada chayo teiru. Vimeinu mefutzoli iso sheim eshlish esimoni. Kruches adures harukes. Pirush kruches asuiz glodim kipzoli. Hadures agules lerichobes. Again, like the first motion of Rashi that Rashi himself rejects. Harukes sheish bachritzim svimim truf mevloim zemazeh. Vud mivli achirkai vichoser echad meilu hashleisho simoni chel boser v'med lo amurim b'min shen makire avol zay min echay amurim b'teiro imo yamakir echad meem afilu imot li kanayim chel b'imuter v'dom eton kisu, because these are spelled out by the Torah as chayis. In other words, these simonim are only statistical simonim, they're not essential simonim. Sheir abo min behemu hakeresh af al pi sheim li lekeren echad arayu chayim. Now, we don't have this kind of an animal today. Ha! Kol shi istapik lochi mimun chayo imim behemo chel beyosa vein leikin olof umchasin es domi kloim habom bi behemo teiro im chayo teiro hu anit chokoi chel beyosa vein leikin olof umchasin es domi. So in other words, koi has a din sofik. So in other words, what is koi? So it has a din sofik. But b'mtzias, what is it? It's a hybrid of a behemo teiro and a chayo teiro. So the male is osea, it has all the chumres of a chayo, and it has all the chumres of a behemo. So the male mitzad the chumre of a behemo, so the chayo is osea. Mitzad the chumre of chayo, so it's chayer in kisu adam. It's chayer in kisu adam. All right, now, simen peyal, in the tour. Chol of behemo v'chayo tmeyo, o itreifo, v'itziro, u'mei ragleo, לא ישנה מרגליים של חמי אלא ישנה של שור בהימו וחיו העתמאים אסורים כפסור. So in other words, so there is a lochet that היצא מן התומי עושה. היצא גמורה לא נזדה הוא פעם הפוסק, פעם פוסק of בסיינו. So that so the gemara learns out that היצא מן התומי is תומי. So the male, he says, all of behemo, v'chayot meyo, v'treifo, v'tziro, v'miraglao, lo ishne miraglaim shol chameyo, lo ishne shol shor behemo, v'chayo, hatmeyin, is asurim kipso. V'u gvine ishe nasu, mi chol of behemo, v'nimtzi streifo. So chol of v'treifo is osea. Now suppose you made cheese out of milk that was obtained from a certain behemo, and that cow turned out to be a treifo. So Menele, that Gvino is osa. But sometimes, it's possible that this behemo out of which that milk was obtained became a treifo only 1 minute before the shchita. And at the time the milk was obtained from it, it was ishleimo. So then the Gvino is muteres. So now, suppose we don't know when we found out after the shchita, we found out that a certain behemo is a treifo, but we don't know when it became a treifo, whether before it was milked or after it was milked. So the nimtzis treifo imu treifi shef shashu yiralo ela ato ki goy nikaf kum shol meyach v'chayei zivaze imu teretz damrilon hashru de nitrifo sheri behemi v'cheskas k'shei reisei v'yashtu sheni treifo. So if it is a kind of treifo that could have happened just a moment before shchite, and since most behemes are sheirei shleimes, not treifes, some mele we say that originally, even though we find now after shchite that the behemah was a treife, but there are two alternatives: either it was born a treife, or it became a treife. Or he became a treife a minute before the shchite. So we say on the basis of Bainus, Einon Treifes, so even though it is established that Bishashrit and Behemah was a Treife, but we say it became a Treife later on. And at the time the milk was obtained from it, it was still a Shleimo. So, אם הוא טריב שיהיה שלא יראה לו לאטו כי גוי ניקח כמשון מהיר לך יצא מותרס תאמו אשתו שניטרו שיהיה ואין לך זה שיהיה לסיים ואשתו שניטריפו אבל אם ידוע שקדם שחוב בו ניטריפו but suppose it is a kind of trif that we know it did not occur just before the שחיטה she must have been born with it כי היא שרה סייבר שניטריפו בו in other words, there are certain void If a behemoth has an extra Iver, so called Yasakinotel Domei, it's a treifa. Now, if a behemoth has an extra Iver, that's not something that happens later on. So she's born with it. So then the Gvino is Osten. Oy, who glad Pia Mako. Suppose the treifa consists of a certain mark, and we see that some scar tissue developed. So it takes at least 3 days for the scar tissue to develop over the market. So Mimela we know, so if we know that the milk was obtained from the cow 2 days before the Shrite, so we know that at the time the milk was obtained, so it already was a Treife, because it couldn't be Huklat if it didn't take place 3 days before. Or if the market should be doing Shikmiyo between the Shrite, or Agvun is Asures, Vimi Beidah, Vimi Beidah, Vimi Beidah, Now, suppose we know that the cheese was made from milk that was obtained from one of the behemoths in the stable, but we don't know which behemoth. And one behemoth in the stable is a treife, so we don't know whether it was obtained. This cheese was made from the milk that was obtained from this behemoth or not. So then, kolagvines v'im behemoth v'sar v'chol v'bachiris kolagvines asuris. והרש בקוסף שהלכים ביחשי או שישים כמו בישור איסור ואם נטריפו על די סירכה now, so there are certain סירכס that are kosher only if we make a bdik we put it in warm water and we blow it and we have to see whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble so since we are not key in this bdike so maybe if it has any such סירכה that is only kosher if we make a bdike, and we are not kim, so we may lay tzofik treif. So in nitri for all this hirche, kosef harashbo, kim shiyef shalim arachshot, mamesh nitri for is asureis. Now we cannot say that it's achshot mamesh nitri for. So if it's possible to say that it became a treif for the last moment, the moment for the shchite, so then we rely on chazot. But suppose it's nitri for the sirch. Now, according to Rashi, so why is the sirch matri? Because the sirch is indicative of the fact that there was a neket in the rain. There is machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Why is the sirch matri? According to Rashi, so a sirche is an indication that a nekev took place on it. According to Teisves, a sirche is not an indication that a nekev in the Reya took place already, but that is an indication that a nekev is bound to take place. So maybe it becomes a treife, even though the nekev did not take place as yet. Now, so this Rashba apparently accords with the Shita of Rashi, that the sirche is matriv because it's an indication that the nekev took place already. So Meila, we cannot rely on chazokin, because since the behemoth, because when can we rely on chazokin? If the question is, did it become a treife? Did it become a treife last moment before the shrite or not? So we say, since the behemoth is ashleimeis, so we assume that this behemo too that turned out after Shchita to be a treife was born a Shleimo, and since it was born a Shleimo, so even though we know that this status quo was changed, because right now it's certainly a treife, so we say it changed the last moment a minute before the Shchita. Masha'in kei nitrifal di sirche, according to Rashi Shchita, that sirche is an indication that the nekev in the reya took place already. So we couldn't say that it's a minute before the Shchita. So that means the Nekev must have occurred some time ago before the Shvite. So since we cannot say she became a Treve, the Behemoth became a Treve the last moment before the Shvite, so why say some Meire? So we cannot toss a coin and say it took place, let's say, a month before the Shvite, 2 months, my choices. If it's possible to say that the Treve occurred mamish the minute before the Shvite, so we say that. But if it's a Treve all this year, and according to Rashi, that Sirche is a raya that a nekev in the raya occurred before, so it certainly was, it did not become a treife the last minute. So in Meile, we cannot rely on Chazok. So you need treife, one second. We need treife, I'll be Sirche, because of Arashbo. Kim she yev shalei ma'achshav ma'amish nitrifo. Asurets. V'chol she yedu abem, shalei achshav ma'amish nitrifo, im kein for yotzo zu mechayim, mechaz kasareim, v'yedu amikamu. Uvisofik, Yesh le'eser, disveke de reise lechum. So this, the Rashbash, but the Rosh is chelik. Vadein yovi o Rosh zal, kosav lehati abitreife shal disirche, mipnei she'im oyinu pkiyim livorer, efshel shoyul en heter al dibdike, imkein havele svek sveke, sofik treife, sofik tele treife, vim timzalim a treife, eimer ahakach nitrifon. In other words, we are dealing with the kind of isirche, that if we had been pkiyim, in the Bdike, so then possibly, let's say, if we knew how to be Vedic by putting it in pushrin and lukewarm water and see whether it causes, whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble, so maybe we would be able to determine. But we are not Pkim. Some Mele, we are not Pkim. But it's a Sophic. Maybe if we knew how to make the Bdike, so in spite of the Sirche, it could be determined that there is no nekev in the reye. There is no nekev in the reye. So mimele, the Rosh says, so it's a svek sveike. True, we cannot rely on chazoke, but we have a svek sveike. First of all, even though we cannot rely on chazoke, and even though it is established that the behemoth was not a shlemo without sirches up to the shrit, because certainly according to Rashi, so mimele it could be that definitely the nekev occurred some time before the shrite. We don't know when, so we can't say chazoki. But even though we don't know when, and we know that the milk was obtained, let's say, 5 days before the shrite, but it's possible that the nekev occurred 4 days before the shrite. We cannot say the nekev occurred just a minute before the shrite, since there is a sirche, but it could have occurred 4 days before the shrite, and the milk was obtained 5 days before the shrite. So it is something, that's one topic. And assuming, we shouldn't say, the nekev, because once, so then, the sirche took place already, the addition took place already, so it took place only 4 days before the shrite. And 5 days before the shrite, did not have any sirche. And assuming that even 5 days before the Shrite, it had a Sirche, if we knew how to be Vedic, maybe we would be assured through the Bdike that it has no Nekev. So maybe it's a Svek Sveke. Why does the Rashba say that it's Oseh? So the Rashba Shite is that this is considered like a Sofik Machmas Chison Yidiyah. So a Sofik Machmas Chison Yidiyah, So it's not considered as a sofik in svek svek. That's the machlekes. And the roshite is, since that chesong yediyeh is true of all people, I mean, it's not only of ignorant people, but people who are boki in other things, but in this bdike they're not boki, so mimele the roshite is, it cannot be considered like a sofik sheitim, sofik chesong yediyeh. Alright. So, yaledi yachmuti, mutor. So in other words, so that is muter. Why it's pierce about me? It doesn't have a shemeich. Eir habok in the pon of shel chameir. Mutor in perush. Shal yesh chameir neitzve. The afterbirth. The pierce about me. So it's muter. Chol of behemo v'chayu atero v'aterim umeir agleim muter. Ve'im b'mushemei v'mrachay. So chol of actually, so cholov even of a behemoteiro should be osa because of Eva Menachai, because of Menachai. So, but there is a special zera sakosu ארץ זובה סחולה ודבוש, another פוסק. So, ממילא, so it's mutter. וכוסף הרב רב אלעזר, דווקא חולוב שהתירה הכוסף. אבל מי חולוב עושה? והרב רב שמחה מתירה, וכי נהגי. Now we had it in בוסף החולוב. At the beginning of בוסף החולוב. So, מי חולוב. Now, what is מי חולוב? So, מי חולוב is not way. Way, that's נסיו ודחלוב. That's way. But when you take the way, so the way is certainly mutter. The way. It's certainly mutter. But you can take the whey and boil it. So then the more solid part floats on top. And what remains is completely watery. So the watery part that remains of the whey, that's called mechol. Now, in Simen Pezayim, Sifres, Yeish Mishayim, V'nisiyu V'dechlove, Einom Bichlal Meicholov, V'yosem Nateir, Elo Meicholov, so that's Cholov Mamish. Elo Meicholov, Haine Acha Sheisim Hagvino, Mivashlim HaNisiyu V'e, so the you cook the whey, V'eichel Tzof Milmailo, V'nisha Be'yelmayim Be'alme, Zeu Anikro Meicholov, so that is not subject to the Yisar of Basar B'cholov, because that does not have a din of Cholov. So the watery part that remains after you boil the whey, so does not have a Chaloishem Cholov. And it does not come within the Yisar of Basar B'cholov. In other words, if you are Mevashe, this watery part together with meat, you're not even the Yisar of Basar B'cholov. So Menele, the Shita of Rav Rebelezer is, that in as much without exeris hakosuf of eretz zovas cholov udvosh, so every cholov should be osea because of eilu menachai, but there is exeris hakosuf of eretz zovas cholov udvosh, so only that which is a halishem cholov comes within the heter of the exeris hakosuf. Mashein ki mei cholov, the watery part that remains after boiling the whey, so that does not have a Shem Cholov, so it doesn't come within Exeris HaKosuv. So, Memele, it's Oseh, Mitzad Minachai. Kosuv HaRav HaBelezer, Daav Ke Cholov Shitira HaKosuv. Avu Mei Cholov Oseh, VeHaRav Rav Simcha Matir Vechei Meyagim. And all the Shemim Machilik and HaRav HaBelezer. And they hold that even though the Mei Cholov is not considered as Cholov insofar as the Yisar of Basar B'Cholov is concerned, but insofar as the Exeris HaKosuv of Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh is concerned, so every ingredient, every derivative of Cholov comes within the heter of the Exeris HaKosuf of Zeres Cholov. It's mistaba like that. I mean, and all the Rishayim, Achili Kana Rav Reb Ledashim, Treifa Sheyom Komin Akshir, Cholov now that we had, Treifa Sheyom Komin Akshir, we had the three shittas, the shittah of Rashi, and the shittah from the Tam, and the shittah of the Rif and the Rambam. What is Pir Shebarim? So according to Rashi, so even Korosh is not Pirshe Ba'almi. And according to the Rambam and the Rif, so even Tzolul is Pirshe Ba'almi. According to Ramnetam, it all depends. If it's Tzolul, it's not Pirshe Ba'almi. If it's Korosh, it is Pirshe Ba'almi. So Treifo Sheyinko, Sheyonko Minakshero, Sheyonko Minakshero, Cholov Sheyinko Bekivoso, Muter. Ukshero sheyom komin atreifo chol anitza b'kivosa oser. Why? Because hayeitzi min haoser oser. Hayeitzi min hamuter muter. Now the cholov that you find in the cave of the treife, who sucked it from the kshero, so that means that milk, the treifo, the baby, the treifo, got from the kshero, so it's hayeitzim l'amuter, so mele it's muter. And we are assuming that tzolo is not pir shebal. Ukshero sheyom komen atreifo, so the baby was a kshero, and it was yom komen atreifo, so he sucked it from the treifo. So chol vanimtza b'kivoso came from where? It came from the treifo. So even though you find it in the cave of the kshero, but it came from the train process. So that depends upon the machlekes. So according to the Rif in the Rambam, so even Tzolo is muter. But with the two paskas like Rav Netam, so he says if it's Tzolo, so it's osa. Cholavodo mi muter. Bamedvar mamirim ki shepirish mina yisho. Shecholavte bishechkli. Avugod ilayenik mishde yisho. Now, as the Hashulchan points out, this is that the Rabbonon is not a Nisa, the Rabbonon that is based upon Snias, because the same Nisa would apply to a woman who is Yenekes Mishdei Isha. So it's also, Mid Rabbonon is considered like Sheketz. Mid Rabbonon it's also. But if it was already Pirish Mishdei Isha, so then it's not, it's Mutaligam. Vitineik, Yenek, at save the lechon. Now, since Kolzman Shaloi Pirish, so it's Osam Rabbanon. So, in other words, so it's Kolzman Shaloi Pirish, which the Isho, it's Osam Rabbanon, Bitiras Macholes Asures. It's not an Isha of Tznias. Even an Isho is not allowed to be Yenik, which the Isho, with Rabbanon. So, it's an Isha of Macholes Asures. So then, so we have a problem. So, how can we allow a baby to suck? So the answer is, since it's only an Isam Rabbanon, so vis-a-vis baby, the Chachomim did not apply that Isa. So it's, we don't have to resort to, because it's necessary, it's indispensable for health. When the Chachomim assert cholovishon shaloi pireish, they excluded from it the ligabe tineik. So who is considered as a tineik? So vitineik yenei katzeiv dalechoni libori vehelechere. But up to Chavdalet Chedesh, even though his mother didn't nurse him for 24 months, and the mother nursed him only, let's say, for 12 months, but within 24 months, even though he stopped, so even though he was already weaned from breastfeeding, so he's still muter to give him a breastfeeding. So the Chachomim excluded from the Yisra up to Chavdalet Chedesh. V'hanu mile sheyobor yupirish. Avol yupirish mitechelish lo yochol. Hinei kupirish leichoshiv kipirish. V'chelim la'arzirin. Even after Chavdalet Chedesh. V'im yeish sakone marzirin af lahakam yomim. Ufsei Chavdalet Chedesh. Af lupirish mitechbir yechelish yeish marzirin. Dvash dveirim, muta, ve'yim ve'yim mishumei v'menachai. Now, the question is, but it should be osir, honey, should be osir on the score of a yeitzei min atomei osir. A bee is an insect, and it's osir. So memele, the honey should also be osir. So how is it that honey is muta? So now everybody agrees that honey is muta, but there is a machlekes in Preiretz between Rabbi Yaakov and Chachon. Now there is a braise, Tav Zayin Omid Beis in Chiyas. mit dem Maum ru, dwasch gwere mutter. It should be osa, it's a yitzim in osa. So, Tanakame says, mipnei shemachnisi seise migufon, ve mimatzi seise migufon. In other words, because how is honey manufactured? So, the bee actually acts as a chemist. So the bee gets certain materials from the flowers, and then the organism of the bee is like a chemical laboratory, and that is changed. So the syrup that the bee extracts from the flowers is transformed chemically into honey. So it's not, it is a secretion, but the secretion is not, does not emanate from the organism of the bee itself. The bee is like a chemical laboratory that manufactures honey. And it extracts certain substances from the flower, and it changes. It changes them into honey. So the Tanakhama says that that's the reason as to why it's not osir on the score of ayetim in osir. When is something osir on the score of ayetim in osir if it emanates from the organism? But here, this is a foreign substance that the bee extracted from the flowers, and then he changed them in the same way as a chemist changes in the chemical laboratory. So it's one substance into another substance. So the bee itself is a chemist. So Mamele doesn't come within the Isaiah of Ayetim and Osos. There's the Tanakam. But then Rabbi Yaakov says something else. Rabbi Yaakov says, it's Gzeres HaKosov. And the Gzeres HaKosov is not Eretz Zovas Chol of Udvosh, as one big London wrote one time in an English journal, Eretz Zovas Chol of Udvosh, because Udvosh doesn't mean honey, it means dvash mor. But there is a Gzeres HaKosov, Acheze Teichu, Mikol Sheretz Oiv, Ze Ato Eichel, Vi Ato Eichel Sheretz Iftomi. Sheretz Iftomi Behedek Siv, Elo Sheretz Iftomi Yato Eichel, Avato Eichel, Mashe Iftomi Mashetz. Because that's a ribu, it's a purpose. Why does the Torah say Acheze Teichlu? So that is Mimayit. Acheze Teichlu, Mikol Sheretz Oiv. So in other words, avlat eichel, ma she'if tomi mashritz, ve'ize ze dvash dver, yochel av dvash hagozim vatziroim, amret loy, umar o iso, lechabiz dverim ulehitza hagizim vatziroim, mar ba'ani dvash dverim, she'im l'shem levai, umeitzi ani dvash gozim vatziroim, she'yesh l'shem levai. Keman az lehod itanye, dvash hagozim vatziroim toer, umuteh ba'achile, deloik rabit. The loy krabiyak. So in other words, everybody agrees that honey is muta, dvash dverim is muta. But dvash dverim is honey, is a secretion that is produced by bees. But there are other insects that produce certain secretions in a similar way, and they do not emanate the secretion from the organism, but they extract. They extract certain foreign substances from the surrounding, and then within their organism, so these foreign substances that are extracted from the surrounding, whether it's from flowers or from the bark of the tree, so are manufactured and changed into a certain secretion. So, according to Tanakhama, that the reason is why honey is muter. Because of his svore, because he doesn't emanate from the organism of the bee. The bee only acts as a chemist.
according to Rabbi Yaakov,
that without the special Zerzakosuv, so honey would be Oser. And the score of Hayetim in Oser, Oser. But there is a special Zerzakosuv. So that special Zerzakosuv applies only to Dvash Veirim. It does not apply to Dvash Gizim Mitzroy. That's other instances. Now, how do we pass in? So there is a Machlekes Hashemim. There is a Machlekes Hashemim. The Rambam passes like a Tanikame. So the Mele, not only Dvash Veirim is Muter, Dvash Gizim Mitzroy is also Muter. And the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yaakov. And it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramban passes like Rabbi Yaakov, so only Dvash Veirim is Muter, especially because of Kosov, but Dvash Gizim Mitzroyim is Osa. Now, resinous grains, that's Mamesh Dvash Gizim, that's Dvash Gizim Mitzroyim. What is resinous grains? Resinous grains is a secretion from a certain insect that thrives on certain trees in India. So, these insects, I knew that the name of that insect by heart, but I already forgot. So, these insects extract certain substances from the bark of certain trees in India, and they thrive on it. And then they absorb it, they extract certain substances, and that's why it's called resinous glaze. Why resinous? Resin, I mean wood. So they extract a certain substance from the wood, from the bark, of certain trees in India, and then they change them into this substance that is called resinous glaze. And years ago, I made a thorough investigation. And at that time, I made a thorough investigation because I wanted to know whether a certain type of candy that has resinous glaze is kosher lePesach. So I made a thorough investigation, and I found out that it's not only that it cannot be used for Pesach, it cannot be used the whole year. Because this is Mamesh Dvash Gizim Mitzroyim. So it is Likid Raise, there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether we pass like Rabbi Yaakov, or we pass like Tanikame. According to Tanikame, so anything that does not emanate from the organism of the insect, but it is manufactured by the insect, by changing foreign substances into a new substance, so, according to Nekame, it does not come within the Iser of Hayetzim in Oser Oser. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, it does come, but Vash Veirim, we have Exer Sakosov, but Vash Gizim Mitzroyim is Oser. So, Mele, there is no heter for it. And it's true that there is a Hechsher, and I told it to them, but there is no heter whatsoever. There is no heter whatsoever to use it in the Guvi Hechshah. And Hasidim Eim Litin Es Adin for being Machshir after they were told that this is Mamish like Dvar Gizim Mitzroy. Alright, now. So Dvash Dveiri Muter Ve'im Ve'im Mishumei Ve'melachai V'kosav V'sefer HaMitzves Afal Pi She'gufei HaDveiri Me'urobim Be'i Uch'shemafrisim HaDvash Me'hen The question is, how can we eat honey, but certain pieces of the bee are mixed in the honey? So memele should be osea, but the answer is, those pieces of the bee are mixed in tam livgam. Dvash agizim vatzeroin, kosav rabnetam shem muter, because he paskens like a tanekam, v'chein kosav arambam, v'adein yovi orozal, kosav leeser bidvash, Hagizim Batsaron. Yes. That's the same thing. It's another name. Now, Simon Piale. Cholov behemo v'chayot meyo, oy treifo v'itziro, umei ragleo asurin kipso, v'yeish mi shematia b'mei ragleo. So that's the Shiras Rambam. So he mentions 2 days, whether the Bemei Raglai of a Behemot Meyo or a Chayot Meyo is Muter or Osa. So one Shite is that it's Muter and then it's Osa, and then the Rambam Shite is that it's Osa. Avo Mei Raglai do Odom li Devre Hakel Mutar. Because the Gemara mentions a special drosha that Mei Raglai do Odom is Muter. So, according to the Rashbo, according to the Rambam, that Psarodom is also Midraise, so the reason is why Miraglaim of Odom is Muta because of his special Midrash HaKosov. According to the Rajbo, that Psarodom Midraise is Muta, so why do we need this special Midrash HaKosov that Miraglaim is also, even the Bosarodom is Muta? So the Rajbo says, Inachanam, it's only Asmachta. And it's not a Drosh Gemurah, but according to the Rambam, it's a Drosh Gemurah, because the Psarodom is also B'Ese, so the Miraglaim should also be Oser, on the score of Ayetzim in Oser Oser, but we have a special Zakosov. But then we have a Machlikes between the Rambam and the Rambam, as to whether Miraglaim of Behemot Neyo is Muter or it's Oser. Now, with Lug, we should say like the Rambam, that it's Oser, Ayetzim in Oser. Why does the Rambam pasken that Meiraglayim of an Odom is mut? I'm sorry, Meiraglayim of even of a Behemot Neyo and Chayot Neyo is muter. Now let's see the Gemara. There is a Gemara in Preres, Dav Zayin. Boi minei mirav sheishes. Miraglayim shel chamei amar. Whether it's muta bash pisi or not. Miraglayim of chamei. So the Gemara asked the Kashe, viti boi alei disusim ugmal. Why do you ask only about miraglayim of chamei, or why not miraglayim of susim ugmal? So the Gemara answers, disusim ugmal no mi boi alei. Dilo yachir. Dilo idome li cholo. My oil, my nofe. So the Miraglaim of Susim is of Susim Gmalim. So is not ochel. So it doesn't look like chol. So it's my oil. So it's certainly muta. My oil, my nofik. My oil, my nofik. So in other words, that water comes in and water comes out. Because how is urine produced? So because a person, when an animal drinks, so that fluid changes in, comes out in the form of urine. So memele, the miraglayim of susim ugmalim, there is no shaila that it's muta. Because it doesn't change. It is taken in by the animal as water and then it comes out like water. It doesn't change. The color is altogether different than of water in the miraglaim of chameya. So in other words, so it passed through certain changes. That the water that was originally taken in by the animal, all so passed through certain stages and then it passes out in a different form. So memele it's osir or dilme mayel mayenofik. Why the Achire have the Bisrael? Omel Rav Sheishes Nisur, Shayetim na Tomei Tomei, Vayetim na Toi Atoi, Mi Tomei Loi Koma, Elo Min Atomei, Vane Name Mine Di Tomei. So it's awesome. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam passes that it's awesome. The Rambam, and that's the Ikashite in the Mechaber, and then the Rambam passes, Vyesh Mishematia Bimei Ragler. So the pshat in the Rambam, I think they say it. I mean, the pshat is very simple. That pshat in the Rambam is very simple. In other words, the Rambam holds that this whole shakla v'tayin in the Gemara, the whole abayin in the Gemara, when the Gemara says the miraglayim of susim ugmalim lo yikamim bo, so it's certainly muta. But miraglayim of a chameir. So why? Because it changes. So maybe it's Oser on the score of Hayetzim in Oser Oser. So that should be Tolu in the Machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and it's much more from the Gemara itself that it's Tolu in the Machlekes. That it's Tolu in the Machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachom and the Talakam. Because if we say the Gemara in one lashon says that maybe Meiraglayim, then there is another lashon in the Gemara. But But according to one Loshin in the Gemara, so there was an alternative that Miraglayim of Susim and Gmalim is Muta. And only Miraglayim of Chamer is Osa. Miraglayim of Chamer is Osa. And so, then the Gemara is Peshay that it's Osa. So the Ramban holds that the Gemara is Peshay that every Miraglayim is Osa. And the score of Yetzim Atomei is Osa. But the Rambam holds that this whole Gemara, where the Gemara mentioned the possibility that maybe Miraglayim of Gmalim and Susim, so is Muta, and maybe Miraglayim of Chamerim is Osa. So that whole Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. Now Rabbi Yaakov Shita is that Vashgizim Mitzoroyim is Osa. Even though it does not emanate, that Vashgizim Mitzoroyim does not emanate from the organism of the insect, it's manufactured. It's manufactured by the insect. And the insect acts as a chemist in changing a foreign matter, a foreign substance, into another substance. Still, if not for the Xeras HaKosu, that Dvashverim is Muter, so Dvashverim would be Osa. So even something that does not emanate from the organism, that is taken in by the organism and then it is secreted or passed out by the organism. So it should also be osir. And it is osir, except with Gabe, Dvash Dveirim, we have a special Gzeiras HaKosu. A special Gzeiras HaKosu. Some Mele, the Gemara in one motion had assumed that Dvash Susim Ugmalim is certainly Muta. Because after all, the urine too. So how is it formed? Because it's taken in the form of fluid and then the organism changes it into urine and then it is passed out as urine. So it certainly should be awesome. But, and the Gemara, and that's the Maskone of the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's awesome. And Gemara wanted to say that according to Rabbi Yaakov, so only the Miraglayim of Chamerim is Osir. Masha'inki Miraglayim of Susim Ugmalim, it doesn't go through any real change because it is taken in as water and then when it's passed out, it also looks like water. So even according to Rabbi Yaakov, it should be Muter. So the Gemara says no, that all Miraglayim is Osir. Even the Miraglayim of Susim Ugmalim, according to Rabbi Yaakov. According to Tanekame. So Tanekame says that Vashgizim Mitzroyim, where we don't have Xeras HaKosu, is also Muta. Now Vashgizim Mitzroyim certainly is secreted in a different form than it is taken in by the insects. Just as honey is secreted by the bees in a different form than it is absorbed by the bees. It is absorbed by the bees in the form of a certain kind of a substance extracted from the flowers, and then it is secreted in the form of honey. So according to Tanakami, it's Mutar on the basis of Svore, without Xeras HaKosu, even though it goes through chemical changes internally, within the organism of the insect. Samimele, Miraglayim too. All Miraglayim, not only the Miraglayim of Susim Igmalim, but even the Miraglayim of Chameya that goes through a substantial change, it's Ocho, and it looks like Cholov, but it doesn't emanate from the organism of the behemoth. In other words, it is taken, the animal takes it in the form of fluid, and then he changes it into urine and it's passed out as urine. So mainly it's not considered, according to Tanekame, it's not considered to come within the Iser of Ayetzim and Osar Osar. And that Gemara in Pcheres, the Gemara says that all Miraglayim is Osar and the Maskone goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. But since the Rambam Paschas like Tanekame, so mainly it's Muta. So mainly it could be that the reason is why the Ramban says that it's Osar is because the Ramban is Chelik and he Paschas like Rabbi Yaakov. And he doesn't pass like Tanakame. So it's Lishitosom, the Ramban and the Rambam are Lishitosom. Alright. Dvini ishe nasu mechol of the heimo. Vinim tse streifo. Imu treifo ishe efshah shalo yir alo el ato. Shir al ato, svor machere. Shir al ato. Ki nikav kum shal meyach vichayitze. Imu teres. Ve amrinan hashtu ili nitrifo. So even though we know that the status quo changed, but we can apply the concept of Chazoke even when we know that the status quo changed. But the question is, did it change some time ago or did it change only now? So we say, in this case, it changed only now. Avon Yedua Shekidim Shecholvo Nitrifo. He said, I see what she needs for the day, or you got Pia Mako, she be Yedua, she Shleish Yomikin Ashkit or you call Adwini, she Nasa Mechlov Asurus. Me who be who got Pia Mako, Ein Leeser Akanasa Mimeno Teir Gimu Yomik, Avon Mashin Asa Mechlov, okay, them was a shot. Avon be Yiseres and Shor Atreifes, Abom and Abetem, Mashin Asa Mimeno, Meilo Mosa. Vimoyo Beider, in the Emes Achiris, Misarif Klovo, in Cholov Achiris, Hilton Beahashio Shishi. Wie mir samer beimis de ida wo yadinom bi vadai she kholov na treifoy yitsa mi kholo achas achiri samdinom mistom di ke shishi mumut. In other words, suppose we don't know whether in terms of the milk, so the milk obtained from one behemo had shishim as against the milk obtained from the other behemis. We don't know, but we know that we had 60 other behemis, 60 other cows as against this cow. So even though we have no information, we have no special information as to whether each cow gives the same quantity of milk, but we can assume, we can take it for granted, that each cow gives as much milk as each other cow. So mimele, since there were 60 other cows in the stable, so we can take it for granted that there were shishim in the milk. Mistomeli ke shishim umuta, vidavki bishin sor vacholo, av misal vadvinis in iptilis, da vichticho ruyo vishabit, bottle. Now we discuss that in Tarubis. We need to follow this here. And it's not even a shenas and a halbo, we should have a sweat sweke. And it's not a sophic song idea because no one is bucky in making that dike. The yesh is in a filu bisirche. Like the Rajb. Mashenech laf tech shle shiyomim, the Rajb of Ram, the chen yesh lineik. Why? Because we don't say sweat sweke because it's a sophic machmas song idea. The chen yesh lineik, he men hefset nuhu. Yale di achmurte. Perish dem Beitze Socher, she yachmires mashleches merachmo mutom. Shalye shachamei yoneitzabo, the afterbirth, muta, the pio shebealme. Now, one of the reasons as to why some said, those who are machshoret, and they said that resonance place is all right because it's pio shebealme. And I can't see how anyone can say pio shebealme about resonance place. The Gemara says pio shebealme ligabei an afterbirth. The Gemara, many Rishonim say Pirshe Baalme Cholov Animtza B'Keivo Korush, or even according to one Shilas Rishonim even Tzolo. But to say ourselves Pirshe Baalme about resinous lace is like saying Pirshe Baalme about honey. Would it make sense? So it doesn't make sense to say that the resinous lace is Pirshe Baalme. Now Meraglo Beheimo Bechayo Hater V'Cholov U'Mecholov Shalahem Muter V'Yor Adin Limei Mecholov Shalahem. So even though the main mecholov, the watery part that remains after you boil the whey, so is not subject to the isar of basar becholov, still, but as far as the gzeras hakosuf of eretz zov hascholov with vosh is concerned, so that gzeras hakosuf implies every derivative of cholov. So too, it doesn't have a chalishem of cholov, but the derivative of cholov it is, you still obtain it. From milk, so mele, it comes within the tether. But the Rav Rebelezer is a seya, but it's yenat cheshesh, it's a shite tchuyo, v'yesh v'sheyse b'ze, Rav Rebelezer v'amine kiswa orishim. Sheiro sheyonko minat treifo, cholo v'animtza b'kivoso muta, v'kol shtun treifo sheyonko minat sheiro, mishim di cholo v'amechunez b'kivo, pir sheba'al mehu, v'yesh eisrim b'cholo v'tzolu, hanimtza. So in other words, Pirshe Baalme, so according to the Rif in the Rambam, even if it's Cholov Tzolu, it's Pirshe. V'yei Sheisrim, that the Shikha from the Tam. V'yei Sheisrim, B'cholov Tzolu, Hanim Tzol, B'kevok Sheer, Sheyon, Kamen HaTreifo, because it's not Pirshe. V'yoche no, like Rav Netan. U'mi u'en Cheshishin, Shem Yon, Kamen HaTreifo, Oy Min HaTmeo, V'hakel Muter. Kol Zman Shal Yodanu, B'vadai Sheyon, Kamen. We don't have to be Cheshish. V'yei Sheisrim, L'chatchile, L'hamid, B'keiv astreifo sheyonko minat sheiro afilo b'korosh. So whenever you find in Shechonor, I mean, was a b'cholov or anywhere else, stam keivo, not air keivo, it doesn't really mean, it's misleading. But keivo, if the expression keivo is used, not air keivo, it doesn't mean the stomach, it means the milk in the stomach. So it's misleading, but it means v'yesh eisrim lechatchil alhamid b'keiv astreifo sheyonko minat sheiro, in the milk that is in the keivo. Afilo b'korosh. Even though we are not chesish for shittas Rashi, but mishmaras ayin di nira keich vein treves v'chein egin l'chatrila avom devet o ish nisavu v'achir eis hakomut chol ovi isho muta v'hu shepire ish kiten shcholof kiro isich kli oi lisich hayad avol godil hayenek lishde isho ki yenik sheretz afil chuleves lisich pi v'ho yumak yenik sheretz afil chuleves lisich pi v'ho yumak yenei isi makas marabus pire ish al shimora bidi v'sefer v'tine ki yenik atzei dal shoni libori v'hei lechele up to 5 years lechele אם בוי פירש, אבל אם פירש שגמלו שלוש יומים מישראל סך החל דרות חידש, לא יעזרו. והוא שפירש מתרבורי, אבל אם בוי פירש שלו מתי חילי שני יוחם לינאית, הוא פירש שחילים להרזירי. ואם יסקון הם להרזיר נפלה כמה יומים, וביסי חל דרות חידש, אבל הוא פירש מתרבורי, חידש שייסר, מותה להרזר ולינאית עצי חל דרות חידש. ואין באבן העזר סימן את גימו עם חידש שיהי בו ראילו למיר. חולוב נוחריס, מצריס, ותקמינס חולוב נוחריס, כי חולוב ישראליס. ומכל מוקים לא יעניקו תינאיק מנם נוחריס אם אפשר בישראליס וכל אוב נוחריס מטמטם הלב ומילד לי טברה וכן לא יתך על המנקס אפילו לישראליס דבור מעשורי so it doesn't mean that the חולוב of a goye is מטמטם מסלב פסי the חולוב of a goye is מטמטם מסלב because they are not זויר מחולס אסורס but if the Israelis is not zero macholes asures so it is just as mitamtem salay and this is what Ramos says we chayim lisei chal haminekes afilu Yisraelis what does it mean afilu Yisraelis I mean if she is a Yisraelis so she is not allowed to eat dvor masori so the Taz says niru liforish dizeh mayre afilu im yesh lipomim heter liisho lechel barisam tepikoach nefesh suppose the nursing mother has to eat treifes, niveles, dvorent meyim, because of kuach nefesh, she's a chile she eat misakone. So of course she has to eat, but we should not allow her to nurse the baby. So we should give away the baby to another menekes, in order not to be meinik milk that resulted from certain foods that are osur. Dvor masur, v'chein atinik be'atzmei, ki kol ze mazik lei b'ziknus. Dvash veilim, מותר, ואף על פי שגופי הדברים מעורבים בוי וכשמפריסים הדבש מהם מחממים ומרתיח הניסים ממוהם is מותר, משום דהב הניסים טעם לבדם now, דבש סירים that's resinous lace דבש סירים וגיזים, מותר that's the שיטס הרמבה, מפסקוס על התנקמי that דבש דברים is מותר מצד הסבורת so, ויש מי שאיסי because they pasken, they are rishenim, who pasken like Rabbi Yaakov. So only legabit dvash dveirim, there is a special gzeres hakosuf. But legabit dvash sirim, there is no gzeres hakosuf, so it's also midraise. V'yesh mishei seir, Rosh v'Ramban, ve'ino nutzrichin lochish loi, ki inim motzu b'neinu klal. But today, that was in Ramos days, but today, it is motzu. Yes, what is it? All right. Alright, I don't know. Maybe it does. I don't know. I didn't inquire about that. But if this is so those who endorse resinous glaze, because in the process it goes to a stage when it's Nifsum Achres Kelev, they should come out with an open statement in the whole press that all gelatin is muta. Because Monef Shech, if you rely on that heter, or that at one stage it is Nifsum Achres Kelev, so all gelatin is muta. So why say this rob is no good? And they spell out names. Why? Because he gives a hechsher on gelatin. But they are tzaddikim. They don't give a hechsher. They also give a hechsher on that. I don't know whether it goes to a stage where it's Nisum Machlekes Kelev. I really don't know. I don't know. Maybe it does. But on that, there is also Machlekes Rishonim. Whether we say Chezer V'Nir or not. Now, tomorrow, so we'll go over Simen Peveis in the tour and in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, this is a very complicated Simen, but you can't understand it unless you go over. Now, the Mishneh, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Simon Yoif Linemru, Avolom Ruchachon, Nun Tes Amud Aleph. קולופה דירי סתומי, כל שיש ויצבע יצירו בזפק, וכוכבוני ניקלף, טוי. All right, that Mishneh, and then And then the Gemara, just that Mishnah Daf Tesam Dalev, and then the Gemara that starts Daf, the last line in Daf Samach Amud Beis, Vatanya Nesha, then Daf Samach Alef Amud Alef, Manesha Miyuchet. So this, the Gemara, it means Daf Samach Amud Alef Amud Beis up to the middle of Samach Beis Amud Alef.
Money to stay very complicated. So let's go over the Gemara. I don't know whether I'll be able to finish it today. Now the Mishnah, part of the Mishnah deals with Simone Yiftaya. The Mishnah Dachon Tess. Simone Behima Vechayon Emom Nateo. וסימון העיף לא ינאמו אבל אמרו חכמים כל העיף הדיר הסתומה that a bird of prey is stomach. Now what does it mean a bird of prey? So there are several pshat. So the Rabbi Gershon says הדיר הסתומה היא שקיל את מעביר. If it is the habit, if the bird has the habit of grabbing its prey in the air, not on the card. So that's the pshat of Eva Deir. Now, that's Rav Negyar's pshat. Now, Rashi's pshat is Ho'echid b'tzirponov u'magbiya min ha'karka ma she'echid. That Eva Deir means that if he, with its claws, it holds on to its prey. I mean, every bird is a bird of prey. I mean, so it eats something. I mean, it's not, birds are not herbivorous animals, they are carnivorous animals. So they eat other organisms. So Rashi says, Haderis means Oechis Bitsoponov, if the bird has the habit of grabbing its prey with its claws, Umagbiya Minakara Kamashaicher, and it lifts from the karka whatever it eats. Now Teisves is Masik and Rashi Pshat. Now Teisves is Shalim Kemei, Daf Samachalef Omud Alef, Haderes, Pirish Bekintre Sheichet Bitzoponov Umagbiya Min HaKarka Ma Sheichet, Vikoshel Rav Netam, Daf Lu Tanigeles Eisekei. So the Orach HaShulchan says, Tanigeles, it only looks as if it is magbiya min hakarka, but actually the thing that it eats is kept a little under karka, so it's only a little lifted, but not completely lifted. All right, but teisves is chelik on that pshat umforash ad metam deris veichel mechayim v'imam tim lachetomus. If a deris means that if it's in the habit of eating the organism, the living thing, while it's still alive. And the Ifshayna Dei Reis means that the bird waits until the organism that it wants to eat is dead. And then it starts eating. Alright. Now the Ramban and the Rashba have a fourth pshat. So far, the Ramban and the Rashba, they say that Ifa Dei Reis means that the kind of a bird that injects a venom into the living thing. There are other birds that are not there seen, so they don't inject any venom, they kill it. But an Epaderes injects a venom into the living thing that it eats. Alright, so we have four different pshotim in the meaning of Epaderes. Alright. Visimone Eif Loi Nemru, because the Torah spells out in Shmini, in Rei, a number of birds that are osa, that are tmei. So together with the birds that the Gemara is marbe, so there are 24. If you count them up, you won't find 24. But the Gemara is marbe limine other birds. So altogether there is a total of 24 birds. Now so the Torah doesn't mention any simonim. Vis-a-vis Behemo and Chayo, the Torah mentions simoni tar, let's say rikabei behimoteiro chayoteiro. So the simoni mamal is geiro, if you choose the cod or mafreses paros or split hoof or vis-a-vis dogim fish. So the Torah spells out, this Torah spells out the snapier, the caskeses, if it has fins, if it has scales. So the simoni tara spelled out, but vis-a-vis birds, fowls, the Torah only mentions certain names, Erei, Peres, Osnio, I mean, every name, 24 altogether, 24 meaning species, but simoni were not mentioned. But Avolomu Chachom, Korei Fadei Ristam, that if it's a bird of prey, then it's not. Kol Shedem, Kol Sheyeshle, Etzba Yisero, Vizepek, Vikokoboni, Niklap, Istoy. In other words, if it has an extra toe, if the bird, that's a simentar, if it has an extra toe. Now, so what does it mean, an extra toe? So, Rashi says, Etzba Yisero, Zu etzba hagavoya shachiri ha'etzbois. That the etzba, that the extra toe is behind the other toes. The other toes. Now, so many raise the question against Rashi that if the simentar consists in having an additional toe behind, so how come Gemara says that Nesha has no simonitar, not even one, an eagle has no simonitar, not even one, so but the Nesha, so the Metzias is that it has behind the other toes, it has an extra toe. So because of that, some Rishonim say that Etzba Yiseiro doesn't mean an extra additional toe over and above the number of toes that the Ifritz may have. But it means that it's larger in the middle of the toes, so the middle toe is larger than the other toes. This is how other Rishonim explain Etzba Yiseiro. ומהו אצבע יסירו? פיר שרשי זו אצבע הגובה שאחר אצבוי. ויש אמרים שאי אפשר למכן, שהרי יש בנשע, יש באצבע זו, ובגמור אומרו דו לנשע יש כל סימוני תומד. מה נשע שאין לי סימוני תארי כלל? בגמור אסס. ולוח עם פיר שהוא דס דרן. But the Ran mentions the name of Teitzvah, but it's not in our Teitzvah. ולוח עם פיר שהוא דעת אחד מצבוי של פונוב, כדי לא מחבריסאו. ובנשר הוא אצבוי שוט. Now, as far as the Ram's kasha against Rashi is concerned, so how about Nesher? Nesher has an extra toe behind, so he says that Rashi says, that's why, that's the reason. The Orach HaShulchan says very well, Rashi emphasizes, Etzba Yiseiro, zu Etzba HaGoveya Shachir Etzbois. Why does Rashi say, Etzba HaGoveya? Let Rashi say, Etzba Shachir Etzbois. The answer is, this is the cementare. The cementare is, if behind the other toes, there is a higher toe, a larger toe behind. The Nesha, the eagle, has one toe behind the other toes, but it is just as tall as the other toes. So the cementare consists only etzba gavoya me'achir etzba. It's all right, anyway. She'lachim dig dikra shalema, etzba gavoya she'achir etzba. Kaleima shu goveya mishore etzbois, uvineshareni goveya elishove likulo. Alright, anyway. So what are the simoni tare? Kol sheish le'ezba yiseira, an extra toe. An additional toe, vizefek, it has a quap, because the if it's made, so do not have a quap. They have a gizzard, but not a clap. Mashen came, they festeire. So they have, in addition to the gizzard, they also have a clap. Is that? Vikokovone nikla. And the third cimentare is kokovone nikla, that the gizzard is easily peeled off. In other words, that there is one lining on top of the gizzard that can easily be peeled off. Now the Gemara daf samach veis on the base. So the Gemara says shmeinos veikese. I forgot to tell you. I mean to go over that piece of Gemara. Daf samach veis on the base. A small piece of Gemara. The Gemara says shmeinos veikese. And one of the sveikes is certain birds that has a gizzard, and the gizzard can be peeled off. The outer lining can easily be peeled off, but only if you use a knife. But with your finger, you couldn't peel it off. So that's a subject. The Gemara daf samach veis. So in other words, so one of the simonetari is if the gizzard, if the lining, and the gizzard can easily be peeled off. Now, if it can easily be peeled off with your fingers, you don't have to use a knife, then it certainly is simonetari. Suppose with your fingers, it cannot be easily peeled off, but only if you use an eye. So that's a sof. All right. So how many simonetare does the Mishnah mention? The Mishnah mentions actually four simonetare, but three simonetare are simonetare bigufei, organic simonetare, and the other simonetare, any day race, is a functional simonetare. But altogether, any day race, not an organic simonetare, a functional simonetare. Altogether, there are four simonetare. Alright. Kol eif achilik esraglo tome. So that's a simen. In other words, if it can, miforish bigmore. Kishemamide alachut neisein shtei etzbois mikan u'shtayim mikan. In other words, if it can divide on a string, let's say, it can stand on a string and spread out together, keep together, two toes together, and then the other two toes. If it can balance that way, so that's a raya that it's not an invaders, it's not a bird of prey. And on the contrary, if it can balance, it's a raya that it is a bird of prey. But if, let's say, it is not so, if the bird is not so sporty, in other words, when the bird puts its feet and its legs on a string, on a thin ground, so it cannot manage to keep two toes together and the other two toes together and remove them. But three together and one on the other end, then it's not an invariance. I mean, so on the contrary, kolei fachilik esragu of tome. So the raya is, if it can manage to do that, to keep shteyetz bois mikam v'shtayim mikam, so that's a raya that is an evderes. But suppose we didn't see that, it still could be an evderes. But if we saw that it can balance itself in such a wonderful way, to keep two toes together, shteyetz bois mikam v'shtayetz bois mikam, then it's a raya brure that it is an evderes. But if we didn't see it, it's not a raya that it's not an Eideris. Alright. So that's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. Then there is a Gemara, a very complicated Gemara. Daf Samech Amud Beis. Daf Samech Amud Beis. The last line. Simone Reif Lenem. Viloi. In other words, it's not mentioned in the Torah. Simone Reif. Vatanye Neshe. Ma Neshe Miyuchet. Now, Nesher is mentioned in the list of the Eifest Meim, of the Chodalet Eifest Meim, Ishmini Rei. So there is a Binyan Av, a Roshe, Ma Nesha Miyuchet, Sheile Ezva Yisrael. Nesher does not have even one cimentar. He doesn't have the extra toe. He doesn't have his Efek Iklav. And he only has a gizzard. Veinke Kovonin Iklav, and the gizzard, the lining, the outer lining of the gizzard cannot easily be peeled off, and it's a bird of prey, videris veichel. It does not have even one cimentar. Itomei, afkol kayetze beitomei. Afkol kayetze beitomei. Teirin sheyeish lo enetz vayiseo. ויזפק ויקור כבון נקלב ואין דרסין ואיך לנתארים אף כל קייצי בן תארים. So in other words, what did the prizes say? That Nesher, we have two Yalfuses. So one Yalfuse is from Nesher. Nesher is spelled out among the Yifis Knei, and Nesher does not have even one Simentare. It has all this, all the four Simonitume, not even one Simentare. So in other words, but if, so we have it Roshe, that if a certain bird does not have even one of the four Simonitare, then it's certainly done. If it does not have even one of this of the four simonitare, so then it's certainly done. And then we have another drosh from Teirin. Teirin has all the four simonitare. So if it has all the four simonitare, it is certainly toya. How about a bird that has some of the simonitare, but not all? So it's not mentioned. Now let's see. So anyway, what we see that the Torah does discuss it, because the Drosha is also implicit in the Torah. So Omar Abaye Loinema Perusha Midvateiro Elo Midvasei. In other words, it's not spelled out. The Mishnah means it's not spelled out in the Torah. But the Chachomim mention it through Droshes. Now let's see the Rashi. Nesher, who's Gabit Mei? We don't even be enough. He meant the man Nesha Meyuchet. Dimane Shamiyuchet. Dimane Shamiyuchet, the Inlay Echod Mikolasimonim Alolo Vitome, Afkol Shinlay Echod Mikolasimonim Alolo Mineshahu Vitome. So anything that does not have a even one of the four simonim, so it's a Minesha. Now Rashi emphasizes here Mineshahu. Why does Rashi have to say Mineshahu? Rashi should say, Dimane Shamiyuchedin Leisim Mikolasimonim Alolu, Echon Mikolasimonim Alolu. Vitomei, Afkol Shein Leichon Mikolasimonim Alolu. Tomei, why do they have to say Minesher? Who is interested in the label? Whether it's called Minesher or not Minesher. The drosha is that any bird that does not possess even one cementari is Tomei. Why does he have to emphasize Minesher? But it's Rashi Lishitosi. And the Rambam Shite appears to be like Rashi. The Rashi, Daf Samer Gimel on the base, the Gemara says, I mean, you should go over that Gemara, I forgot to tell you, I mean, the small piece of Gemara, first of all, it's not a small piece of Gemara, the Gemara really starts here, Daf Samer Gimel on the Dale, Omar Afrizde wanted to. The ninth line from the bottom of the Omer, Samadim Omer Dalet, Omer Rav Chizde, HaChasidah Zu Dayo, Livono, Lomo Shnit Fosh Mo HaChasidah, Shei Se HaChasidah Zna, Nechavar Sech, HaAnofo Zu Dayo Rak Zonis. Lo, and Gemore continues, there is some other thing in this Gemore, but there is Aloche also. And then up to Tomer Rabbonon, the fifth line from the end of the Omer, Samadim Omer Beis. Up to Tomer Rabbonon, Leitchim Beitz Nevichob. All right. So there, the Gemara says, Leilam Nishanu Odom Talmidi Derech Tzoro. That's the first big line in Samadim Lomet Beitz, the Gemara. Omer Avuna, Omer Rav Mishim Rameya, Leilam Nishanu Odom Talmidi Derech Tzoro. So Rashi says, Nishanu Derech Tzoro. So the 17th line from the end of the Omer, Daf Samadim Lomet Beitz, the Rashi, Nishanu Derech Tzoro. Ve'in licho eit eiro, uve'in veiz ein licho eit meyo. So Rashi Shite is that the list spelled out by the Torah of 24 species of Eifis Meyim is an exhaustive list. There are no other Eifis Meyim. So if there is an Eif Domei, it must be a member of one of the 24 species spelled out in Shmini and Re. That's Rashi Shite. So the Rashbo in Teras Abayis is Chelik. And he says, it's not an exhaustive list. The Torah mentions 24 species of Eves Tmei. That does not mean that any species other than...